There is a war being fought right now that almost nobody is watching. It's not fought with soldiers, it's fought with money. Staggering, almost unimaginable amounts of money. And here's the part that should stop you cold. The side that has been spending the most amount of money is only just winning. Let me give you one figure. Hold on to it, all right? Last year, the United States put $286 billion into building artificial intelligence. China put in 12. That's not double, it's not triple. That's 23 times the amount of money the US spent than China. And what's really interesting is that the gap in quality between the best American machine and the best Chinese one is under 3. So sit with that for a minute. One side outspends the other 23-1, and the race is almost level. So the comfortable story that you can simply spend your way to safety and spend your way to control is falling apart in real time. Why this is the whole game. I want to talk to you today about sovereign AI. And this is a country trying to own and control its own artificial intelligence on its own ground, answering to no one else. Every serious nation is now chasing it. America, China, India, the United Kingdom, and Europe. Many countries in Europe as well. Japan. But they're all making the same promise to their people. Total independence, full control, intelligence that no foreign power can touch. In principle, it's a beautiful promise. And I'm going to show you why for every single one of them, it's not true yet. Picture one of the greatest machine halls these nations build to prove their strength. You walk in there, and the first thing you feel is the heat rolling off the racks in a slow, heavy wave. Then the sound hits you. A low, endless roar from the cooling units, the sound of money turning into thought. Row after row of machines humming in the half light. And a government stands at the door and calls every one of them its own. But hold on a minute. Then you look closer at the silicone inside, and every critical piece was designed somewhere else. The hall is local. The brain inside belongs to someone else. And this pattern, I've seen it before. I spent years as an IBM futurist. I watched this exact pattern repeat. And a government announces a great, huge build. It owns it end to end. Independence at last. And it's the same with companies. And the real dependence always sits one layer down, unmoved, unmentioned. The spending is loud, the dependence is silent, and that is the trap. So let me tell you what the dangers are in plain terms, right? Let me make this real, because this is not abstract. This reaches your street and your business. Forget the science fiction. The danger here is not a machine that wakes up and turns against us. It's much simpler than that. And it's basically borrowed control. So it looks like this. A price that triples overnight, decided in a boardroom on the other side of the world, with your national plan to use AI frozen until you pay. So it looks like a single switch. It looks like a signal switched off at the worst possible moment. That has already happened. One nation had its positioning technology denied in the middle of a conflict. It looks like the government's watching your own streets, quietly answering to the rival who built and sold them. One country is right now tearing out 900,000 foreign-made cameras for exactly that fear. The hardware was never truly neutral, and it never forgot who made it. That is the real face of this, not robots, a tool that you rented in the hands of someone who can raise the price, read your secrets or switch it off. And here's the twist. So you would like to think the answer's obvious. Spend more, build higher walls, trust no one. But remember the number. 23 times 1. And the gap almost gone. China is not winning that race by spending. It's winning by being clever, lean, and relentless with a fraction of the money, which tells you something the biggest spenders don't want to hear. Money does not buy you independence, and it doesn't buy you safety. So what does? Here is what I've come to believe after years observing technology and the business around it. True independence was never about needing no one. That is a child's idea of strength. Real strength is the management of dependence and knowing exactly who holds the lever and which lever it is, what terms, and governing what you control with absolute discipline. The nations that understand this are not the weak ones. They are simply the awake ones. And there is one more thing no amount of money has ever managed to buy. We will come to that in a moment. If this is the kind of thing you want more of, do two quick things right now. Subscribe to this channel so the rest of this series lands in front of you and you do not miss a single perspective. And join me over on my newsletter, Future Proof Leader, where this thinking arrives in your inbox every week, free. The link is below. That's it. So now let me tell you what's coming this Thursday. This is the fourth piece in a series I'm building on the sovereign AI paradox. And this Thursday, the full conversation goes live. I sat down with Tushar Kansal. He's a venture capitalist from India who steers a network of more than 1,700 investors around the world. India is the missing voice in this whole debate. The biggest conversation on earth is happening without the country that uses these tools more than anyone else, almost. Tushar told me things that genuinely stopped me about how a nation competes when it cannot outspend anyone, about what happens to your information once it leaves your shores. And then he said the line that stayed with me for days. When I asked what is left for a human being when every founder on earth holds the same machine, he said, the machine can give you the right answer, but it can never give you the right intention. That's the one thing no budget, no border, and no foreign chip can ever reach: the trust between people. The reason a person still wants to be heard by another person, even when the answer is identical. That's what we go deep into on this Thursday when I'm talking about India and what they're doing with AI. Thanks for listening.